Recently, I wrote a blog post about the importance of showing love, support, and kindness whenever possible. I was specifically thinking about those friends, colleagues, and family members who are hurting and experiencing serious life challenges. I'm praying and hoping that they will find some relief and or resolution soon, but I also know that they won't come through these trials and tribulations unscathed. That's not how life works, but I am comforted in knowing that we don't do this life alone. Life gets messy and difficult, and it's at those particularly low times or valley walking times that people need all the help we can give them. I've been participating in a beautiful devotion series called 5 Days to Knowing God More Intimately. These devotions are the companion piece to Wendy Blight's soon-to-be-released book, I Know His Name. As I opened my email on day 5, I noticed we were learning more about the name Emmanuel, God with us. How amazing to read that Emmanuel came to earth and implanted a piece of his heart and mind to equip and empower me for the amazing life that he's had planned for me since before time began. You can't imagine how wrapped up in his love I felt at that particular moment. I also realized there was no coincidence that this was my reading for the day. You see, I gave my life to Christ when I was 8 years old, and I knew from that early age, all those years ago, that I was his and he was mine. I knew our relationship was for keeps. Wendy's words reminded me that he is with us. He is not distant, and he is not unapproachable. He didn't only come to be with and near us, he came to equip us and empower us. You see, Jesus already knew the emotions that were bearing down on my soul. He knew my heart was hurting and crying out for all the suffering, hardships, and challenges faced by so many people that I love and care about. And yet I was reminded again that Emmanuel came to equip us with confidence to face any challenge that life presents. That's why a smile, a hug, or the kind words we speak are all for a purpose, his purpose. Hold tight to the promises that he will be with us always. Know that he will never leave us nor forsake us. And remember, his words tell us to be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified, for he is with us. I pray that Jesus reveals himself to you in a very real and personal way. I pray that you find comfort in his presence and that even in the midst of life, you will look for how he is working in and through you. Blessings, my friend, as we go into the rest of this week. And I want to remind you that tomorrow, January 27th, is the last day to get free bonus downloads when you pre-order I Know His Name. I've included a link at the bottom of the page so that you can get a list of retailers to order from, and I encourage you to order the Bible study book, I Know His Name, by author Wendy Blight.